Well, Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to make a stop in Virginia ahead of state elections there on November 5th. He'll be there for a Get Out the Vote rally. Actor Alec Baldwin visited this week to stump for a Democratic candidate for the state Senate. Why all the attention? Because control of the state General Assembly is up for grabs, and right now Republicans have a slim majority in both the House and the Senate in Virginia. And for the first time, polls show that a majority of voters see gun policy as a top issue, an unusual shift for the state that is home to the National Rifle Association and that has some of the most lenient gun laws in the country. Daniela Cheslow of WAMU has our story, and a warning, you'll hear the sound of gunshots.
That one.
A group of men takes turns firing shotguns at orange clay pigeons at the Isaac Walton League skeet shooting range. It's in the Washington suburb of Centerville on a Friday morning.
This is the retired crew. They call us the geezers.
They use their own shotguns. A joy, they say, if you appreciate a well-crafted firearm.
This is a Japanese company called SKB that has gone out of business. And I have multiple barrels for this. I can change the barrels.
Dave Chavez is 64, from Front Royal, about an hour away. This is one of the 30 firearms he owns. In Virginia, you don't need a permit to buy a gun or openly carry it. There are no restrictions on high-capacity magazines, and Chavez wants to keep it that way.
Guns are just a tool, and if used properly, they don't commit crimes. People commit crimes.
That used to be dogma in Richmond, where Republicans have controlled the House of Delegates for 2 decades and the state Senate for 5 years. But they're down to tiny margins, and in November, Democrats hope to flip the legislature. Gun policy has become a big campaign issue for members of both parties, and 3 out of 4 voters say it is their top concern, according to a Washington Post Char School poll released early October.
Knock, knock.
Hi.
My name is Katie, and I'm here canvassing for Kathy Tran. Did you know there's an election on November 5th?
In the basement of a church in Arlington, Moms Demand Action volunteers trained to canvass for a Democratic gun control candidate. The group is part of Every Town for Gun Safety, a national organization funded by Michael Bloomberg. It's committed a record $2.5 million to Virginia's elections, more than 10 times what the NRA has spent. Moms Demand Action has 23 groups in Virginia, 5 of them formed just this year. Veronica Bartlett is a new recruit. She lives in Arlington.
It's just like mass shooting after mass shooting, like, would enrage me. And the current political climate enrages me. And I thought, okay, you have to choose an issue and do something.
One of those mass shootings was in Virginia Beach in May, when a gunman killed 12 people. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam called a special legislative session to discuss gun laws, but Republicans abruptly ended it. Beth Fine leads this mom's group.
It got shut down in an hour and a half, which is just ridiculous. So here we are, you know, if you're not going to stand up and have a conversation and listen, truly listen, then we'll vote you out.
The volunteers emphasize red flag laws and universal background checks. Those are popular in polls. Fine says that's just a start.
We are for an assault weapons ban. We also want to figure out how we can do that in a way that is most effective.
This bold stance on guns is new for Virginia Democrats and their supporters, says Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond.
And Democrats have been rather cautious, I think, in the past, with some exceptions. But now I think it has become an important issue for many voters.
In this climate, some Republicans are recalibrating. Tim Hugo is the sole Fairfax County Republican in the House of Delegates, and he's backing a red flag law, even though he opposed it in the past. Randy Menchu is trying to recover a seat he lost to a Democrat in Leesburg, and he's called for stronger gun laws, although he's an NRA life member. Gabriella Hoffman is a media consultant, a rare conservative in liberal Alexandria. She fundraises for the NRA, and she has a permit to carry a concealed firearm, which she says she does, sometimes at night.
You would rather have something and not need it, rather than need something and not have it.
Still, Hoffman concedes the Democrats are getting their message across, and she's not seeing Republican gun ads.
It pains me to say this, but I don't really see much gun stuff. Even conservative issues advertise much, and I wish they would.
Virginia is the only state holding legislative elections this year that could switch power between Republicans and Democrats. Gun policy's prominent role in this vote could be a bellwether ahead of next year's presidential race. For Here and Now, I'm Daniela Czeslow.